On today's episode of J.K. Jones Thinks Out Loud, we'll look at the personal problem of evil. This is J.K. Jones. I'm a master's degree in industrial engineer with a beautiful wife and wonderful daughter who lives in Northwest Tennessee. And this is my podcast. A Christian View of Evil and Suffering, Part 2. The Personal Problem of Evil. Our last podcast explored certain philosophical problems with the existence of evil. I wanted to explore the personal side of evil's presence in this article. Knowing that evil is, that it exists, is enough to convince me there is a God. We cannot define evil without defining good. Evil is in some ways good's opposite, a falling short of the good. Knowing that evil is leads us relentlessly to a God who's the definition of the good. Without him, we would not know evil when we see it. Of course, Christianity does not stop there. It also offers hope for deliverance from evil. In the life, death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, we find ultimate deliverance from the last enemy, death. In Christ, we find deliverance from the power of evil and the forces that bring it about. In my own life, many things have not worked out the way I'd hoped. I have been quite disappointed at times, and also quite hurt. I have experienced childhood illness, watched my grandmother die of colon cancer when I was about 13, been through a divorce, endured a devastating car wreck that has left me permanently injured, watched my mother die a long, painful death with congestive heart failure, and wrestled with personal illness in adulthood. Above all, I have faced my own sins and failures with the pain that comes from regret and remorse. Should my response to personal pain be hatred towards God? How could I possibly hate the only being that anyone has ever conceptualized who could give meaning to all of this? How could I hate the one who has a reason for all of the pain, even if he does not reveal that reason? But my suffering has not been particularly great compared to some, and for that I'm thankful. I have found the Christian faith to be a great comfort to me, and I have seen it be a great comfort to others. The following quote from Steve Brown illustrates why. Quote, "In response to the problem of evil and pain, the Christian must always start with Jesus and the Incarnation. Everything else is a dead-end road. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." John chapter 1, verse 1. No other religious or philosophical system deals with the problem of pain in the unique way with which the Christian faith deals with it. God enters time and space and suffers with his people. The infinite God says to us in our finiteness, "If you could understand it, I would explain, but you can't understand it. Instead, I will come to suffer and die, not to keep you from suffering, but to suffer as you suffer. Not to keep you from your loneliness, but to be lonely as you are lonely. Not to keep you from asking your questions, but to have mine. My God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus Christ has been there, and sometimes that's enough. He knows how much it hurts. End quote. God comes to earth as a man in the person of Jesus Christ. He suffers with us and for us as a man. His pain brings forgiveness of sins to his people, a people bought with a price, a people purchased as his reward. This reward for his suffering gives us hope that there will be reward for ours. He suffered for a purpose, and we can know that there is a reason and purpose for our suffering, even when we can't see it. He rose from the grave as a victor over all of the sin and death and misery that infect the world. He won a battle with all of the dark forces that would torment us. He gave us hope for a glorious future. free from our sins and struggles. Taking the message at face value, I can respect the God of the Christian faith. He lays aside his privileged positions to walk as one despised and rejected. He left behind his riches in the person of Jesus Christ to become poor. He enters the fray against the mightiest foes. He fights and wins. He brings hope and inspires strength. He rescues us from the fate that we are all so richly deserving of and gives us gratitude as a gift to help us persevere. To whom would you compare me that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Isaiah 40:25. To whom indeed? In our next podcast, we will look at part 3 of the Christian view of evil and suffering, a Christian view of death and dying. Until then, God bless.